Okay, in Daf Nun, let's finishing up the sugya first on the bottom of Mem Tesam Beis. We had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether the Aina Ishtus Mekach, or which is mean a sixth above or below the real price, or Shmuel said it could also be magically Ishtus Mois. If you overpaid, and the amount that you overpaid is the overpaying is a sixth, not over the price of a real price, but it's within a sixth of the price of it that you paid, that would count too. And we brought different cases with Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Tanan, six lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Tai from Balutz, we had already said that the Mishnah could be either when the Mishnah and the Reisha talked about 4 and 24, it wasn't clear. We're talking about that it was worth 20 and you paid 24, and we came out, no, it was worth 24 and you paid 28. So the 6 was the 6 of the 24. That's how we said Ravel in the Mishnah. What about Rav Tarfon? Tanan, hurry Rav Tarfon Balud. Rav Tarfon Paskalul, I know Shmoyne Kesem, Es Rabo Kesef, Lasela Shlisha Mekon. So he upped it that the Dinam Aina is not a sixth, the Dinam Aina is a third. Okay, so it's, as Mishnah said, an example, 8 out of 24. Now, we're assuming that the Semech Lake is Rav and Shmuel out of a Shtus Mekach or Shtus Mos, they would have in Rav Tarfon by Shlish Mekach or Shlish Mos. So what's Rav Tarfon's case? My love, the Zavin Shavi Shitzar Besar V'Arba, that was really worth 16, and you sold it for 24, and on that, says Rav Tarfon, then it's going to be Aina, because it's a third of 24. Now, a third of 24 only makes sense according to Shmuel, because that's a third of the price that you pay. According to Rav, it has to be a third above or below the actual price, which in this case would be 16, so a third of that, which wouldn't make any sense. So Shmami no Shlish Mos Namishin. The way of the Pashup Shah we learn the Mishnah, that would be a riot to Shmuel. So my loy, the Zavin Shavin Esr V'Arba B'Shitzar. We're talking about it was worth 24. A third of 24 is 8, and they sold it for less. So they weren't selling it above, they were selling it below the price, so the meicher was getting cheated. Says Maminas on that meicher. So that would mean that the meicher was getting cheated. It was worth 24, a third of that is 8, and they sold it for exactly 8, too little. But that means that the Mishnah is focusing on a case where the meicher got cheated. Ema Sefer, but look in the next case. Amalehem, so we'll talk about the discussion between Rav Tarfon and the Tagri Lud in a minute. But he said to them, Kol Hayoyim Mutar Lachser. He said to them, oh, don't think you're getting such a good deal with my third, because I paskin they have all day to find out the real price and back out on the deal, not just, as we said, Kadesh Yir Latagr. Now, who has the opportunity to back out the whole day? The Amar of Nachman, we'll see in tomorrow's daf, Lo Yishenu Lekech. That idea that you have a certain fixed amount of time to go find out the price is the lekech has a certain amount to find out the price. Of a meicher, if the meicher is trying to find out the price, as the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, he doesn't have the object in his hand. So it's not so easy for him to find out the real price, because you have to be able to show it to somebody. You don't have it because you already gave it to the lekech. Of a meicher li oilam chayzer, the meicher can always back out. So if we're talking about a case where the meicher got cheated, then don't tell me that you only have a half a day or a full day to find the real price. As Rav Nachman says, when the meicher got cheated, he has forever to find the real price. So it seems to be something inconsistent in the Mishnah. We are talking about a case where the lekech got cheated, and Rav Tarfon's 24 was the real price. The real price was 24. A third of that is 8. And then they sold it. Instead of selling it for 24, they sold it for 32. That's what's missing from the Mishnah. 24 for 32 would be a third of the Mekach, the way Rav understands. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. We have a Brisa, which seems to say exactly like Shmuel. That's Shlish Mos. Because the Brisa says, the Mishnah tomorrow is going to, not tomorrow. Yeah, the Mishnah tomorrow says, Misha Hutul Olav Yodai El Al Yoyna. The one who got cheated, whether it's the Mekach or the Lekech, if it's exactly on the Aino line, a shlish or a sixth, according to the Artana, then he has the choice. What does it mean he has the choice, Ketzad? Machalei shove hey bavav. It was really worth 5. And they sold it for 6. Okay, which means the lokech got cheated. Minasana lokech. So yad lokech al yana. He has the upper hand. Ratz armalei temi ma'asi. Oy tenli ma'ashay nisi. He has a choice. I want the chefetz. Give me back the extra charge. Or I want to back out on the full deal. Okay, that's fine. That's the halacha of Aina. But what's the example that it says of Aina? The example it says of Aina was worth 5, and you sold it for 6. That's only according to Shmuel, because then it's a sixth of the price you paid. Whereas according to Rav, a sixth of 5 is not the price, is not the issue over here. It would be actually be Betomekach in that case. So it's a raya from that brisa to Shmuel's approach. when the Brisa just finishes, Machalei Shava Sheish B'Chameis, it's worth six, and you undersold it for five, Mina Sane Meicher, so now the Meicher got cheated, Yad Meicher Alel Yoin, and then the Meicher has the choice. Ratz Armele Tei Me'eki, Oiteni Mashani, so he can decide whether he wants to keep the deal and make up the money that he got cheated, or you can back out on the deal. So we definitely have a Brisa, which is mashma like Shmuel. The mother doesn't seem to be too excited about that in terms of a kash on Rav, because we always say Rav can argue if he wants to. And therefore, we have a fundamental machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, and how you figure out, or not. According to Rav, it's based on a sixth of the actual price of the chayfetz, whether you charge too much or too little. According to Shmuel, it could be that, or if the sixth is also related to the actual price paid, not just the price that was actually the real price of the gemara. Of the chayfetz. Says the Gemara Yibayilu. We come here now to the famous sugya called Tagrei Lud. This is one of the sugyas in Shas where we actually have charts. Don't usually make charts. So if everyone could take two pages and just pass them around. Okay, don't get scared. Don't look at the chart. Just follow me with the Gemara. We'll be done in 15 minutes and you'll be very happy. You'll know the sugya. Okay, but just if you look at the charts and get scared, then it might be a little scary. So, well, as the charts are passed around, we'll start the Shaila. Yibayilu, we said in the Mishnah that we had two separate machlekes, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that the halacha of Eino is a shtus, and Rabbi Tarfon said the halacha of Eino is a shlish. And we also said a secondary machlekes then about when do you have an opportunity to back out or to find out what the deal is. So the Rabbanan said you have kedesh yira letagur, and Rabbi Tarfon said that it's not kedesh yira letagur; it is kol hayoy. Okay, so the first question we have is, if you look on the chart that says She'elot, so on that question we're trying to understand. Basically, there are five levels of possible monetary points we can have over here. Okay, because remember, the Rabbanan make the point at a sixth, which is 16%. It's not really 16%, it's really 17%. 16.67, I just rounded it off to make it easier to read. Okay, so the Rabbanan say that the Aina point is 16%. Guys, it's two pieces of paper, let's go. The Rabbanan say it's 16%, and Rav Tarfon says it's 33%. Next time I'll put you in charge. Rabbanan said it's 33%. So we have five demarcation points we have to deal with. We have less than 16%. We have exactly 16%. We have between 16 and 32, I call it. We have exactly 33, which is Rav Tarfon's right now, and then we have above and beyond them. Okay, so in each sheet of Rav Tarfon and the Rabbanan, we have 2 points we have to deal with. A, what is the halacha in terms of Aina or Betul Mekach or Mechila? And then B, what time frame does that halacha apply in? Okay, so we obviously, according to the Rabbanan, just read the first part. According to the Rabbanan, less than 16% is automatically Mechila. It says Mechila, that's what Mishnah says. 60% is the din of Aina, which we said then you have a choice if you're going to keep the deal or not keep the deal. And anything above 60% is Bitul Mekach. Just to make it clear, the Gemara is going to say it. Bitul Mekach means that it doesn't have to be Bitul Mekach. Obviously, if they want to keep the deal, they could. Bitul Mekach, the difference is that both the person cheated and the other party who did the cheating have an opportunity to back out of the deal. It's basically like a Mekach toast. If you're above and beyond, I know. Rabbi Tarfon changes that. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the demarcation point between Mechila and Ina is by a third. Now, what we say in the mission, in terms of the second point, and the time, is the Rabbanan said that Aina is B'Kadesh Yira, and Rabbi Tarfon said Aina is Kol Hayoim. You have all day to back out. The first Shah our Gemara has now on Daf Nun is Ibailu. Pachos Mishtos the Rabbanan, the Alter Avim Mechila, B'Kadesh Yira, the Tagar, the Kraven. That which Rabbanan said, that you have a fixed opportunity time to claim Aina, is that applicable only by Aina, or is that also applicable by less than Aina, by the 16th? We said less than the 16th. You're going to have a din mechila. Does that mean automatic it's a din mechila? There's nothing you can do about it? Or does that mean, no, if you catch it within Kadesh Yir Letagur, you can get that money back as well? So is the mechila automatic, or is the mechila only if you passed that time frame and you didn't make a claim? It's automatic. It's a mechila. It's built in. Again, we said it's also to charge, but it's built in a mechila. If you can, I say that the halakha of the Rabbanan said kedesh yira letagur applies both by oina and by pachas b'dayina. Ma ikem en shlos pachas mishlos. What would be the difference if it's exactly Aina, or if it's less? Ika, as we explained, when it's exactly a sixth, then he has a choice. The one who got cheated has a choice. He could keep the deal and get the overcharge or undercharge money back, or he could cancel the deal altogether. V'ilpachas mishtof, it's less than a sixth, kanar machzorei not. Worst case scenario, even if you say it's not lialter, even if you say it's not lialter and he has a chance to call that he got cheated, the most he can do is get his money back. There's no opportunity whatsoever to cancel the deal. So there still would be a difference between a sixth and less than a sixth. Our question is that halacha of less than a sixth automatic mechila, or is it only going to be b'kitei shiur l'taga? That is the Gemara's shayla. To answer this shayla, we have to delve deeply into the machlekes of Tarfon and the Rabbanim. And let's just chazal that again. We have these tagrelut, these merchants. Now, merchants are the meichut. They are always the people doing the selling. Okay, so they want to make sure that the deal is kept as much as possible. As we'll see in the Gemara tomorrow, they know how to cheat, and they know how to cheat well. And they know Dinei Cheshe Mishpat very, very well, and they're trying to make sure they can cheat just up to the line where they won't get caught or they won't have to go back on the deal. The worst thing for a Tagri Lud is to go back on the deal. So, they know there's Dinei No. And they see Dinei No, and the Dinei No tell them that if you charge up to a sixth, you can get away with it. If you charge a sixth or more, you cannot necessarily get away with it. Comes along with Tarfon. If Tarfon says, no, the halacha of Aino is not a sixth. The halacha of Aino is all the way up to a third. Tagri Lud say, great, sign me up. We're going to be Rav Tarfonites, and therefore from now on, we can overcharge up to 32% and get away with it. And worst case scenario, maybe we'll get caught, maybe we won't get caught, but it doesn't matter. It's mechila up to 32%. Comes along with Tarfon, says, not so fast, because there's also chumras on my side. The chumra is that, according to the Rabbanan, you only have Kadesh Shiyir L'Tagar to get caught, and according to me, you have Kol Hayoim to get caught. And they said, whoa, we're not signing up to be Tarfonites so fast, we're going back to Shittas Rabbanan. So what the Gemara is going to struggle here with now, and that's the second chart that you have, the Gemara is going to struggle with four possible explanations for what they thought, why they thought something was their benefit, and why, with Shittas of Tarfon, and why at the end they switched and realized that their benefit was actually going to be in Shittas, and back to the Shittas Rabbanan. So if you look in, just as an example, the one that's bracketed number one, so you see the little checkbox? The checkbox on your chart means what they thought was to their benefit. So one case, in the first case, what I call 1A, the checkmark is in Shittas Rav Tarfon, and in 1B, the checkmark is in Shittas Rabbanan. And that's going to be what we're going to understand is, what did they think that was their benefit, and then what did they come out understanding that it was not necessarily to their benefit. Based on that, we could understand and try to answer our shaila on the Shittas Rabbanan by Pakash Mishtos. So Toshma, let's try to learn this. Toshma. We said at the end of the conversation, they decided that no, Shittas of Tarfon is not in our benefit. Instead, we're going to go back to Shittas Chacham. Now, Savrua, we assume, again, don't look at 2, 3, and 4, ignore that for now. Just look at chart number 1, the 1A. Pachas mishlish Rabbi Tarfon, ke pachas mishtus the Rabbanan dami. That which the Rabbanan said is mechila, which is up to a sixth. Right? The Rabbanan said from the actual price all the way up to, in this case, about 17%, I don't know why, is going to be mechila. Rav Tarfon extended that mechila all the way to 33%. That seems to be the pashup shot we read the Mishnah. So, iham epishnema. So now, pachas mishtus the Rabbanan, bechtei shiur l'tagar. So we understand why originally they liked Shitas Rav Tarfon, because their mechila got extended all the way up to 32%. They could overcharge like crazy and get away with it. Okay. Comes along now, a second machlekes of Tarfon and the Rabbanan, about how long Pashup Shat Aina is. Now, our question is, when the Rabbanan said, B'kadei Shiira, is that also by Mechila? That was our Horshayla. So I'm like this. Iyamar Pishma, Pachas Mishtos Rabbanan, B'kadei Shiira, L'Targa, L'Kravai, that the machlekes of Tarfon and the Rabbanan, about K'dei Shiira, or Kol Hayoim, is not just by that little case of Oina itself, it's actually by Mechila as well. That which Rabbanan said is Mechila up to 16% is only Bichdei Shir L'Tagar. And if Tarfon said it's Mechila up to 32%, but you have all day to get caught, if you get caught, it's not going to be Mechila. And if you get caught, you can't get back out of the deal, but whoever got cheated, in this case, the Lokeach getting cheated, is going to be able to demand the money he got cheated back. It's not automatic Mechila. Says the Moir, if that's the case, because now look in 1B. 1B says that even though according to Rav Tarfon, you get Mechila all the way up to 32%, but Lamaisa, it's not really true. You don't get Mechila necessarily up to 32%, because if you get caught, you're going to have to give that money back. Which means, you know what? We'd rather shorten the amount of time they can catch us, even though we're shortening the amount of mechila we can get. Mechila will only be up to 60%, but they only have a couple hours to get it done. Whereas according to Tarfon, they got the whole day. And as Rashi says throughout the sugya, a whole day means practically forever. Because it's very easy for someone within a full day to find out what the real price is. If you only say Khdi or Shira Latagar, okay, maybe you didn't go home that in the next 2 hours and you didn't get the real price. But if you have Kol Ayoim, you'll get the price. And therefore, it makes sense, says the Gemara, if the machlokes of Tarfon and the Rabbanan was not just on when the mechila kicks in till, but also on Kadesh Shira or not, then it makes sense that they switch back. We understand what they thought, and then we understand why the Targum looks switch back to Divrei Chachamim. If you're going to say it's Li Alter, which is what I call 1C in the charts, so my chasu, why would they go back to the Chachamim? The Chayra, what Rav Tarfon said, is much better for them. That which Rabbanan said already at 16%, between 16 and 32, kicks in Aina according to Rabbanan, which means you could cancel the deal. According to Rav Tarfon, never kicks in Aina. It still is a din mechila, and it would make much more sense, even if by Aina itself, they argue about whether it's Kadesh Yira or not, that would not be enough reason for them to switch back. And therefore, the Chayra, we have a Raya, that the reason they switch back is because the machlokes of Kadesh Yira and Kol Hayom is not just by Aina itself, it's even by the core mechila below Aina, therefore it makes sense that they wanted to protect themselves and switch back to the Chacham. That is stage one. And therefore that would be a raya to our shayla that mechila also is dependent on a time frame. Says Mano, you misunderstood. Mi savrit pachas mishishler if tafer ki pachas mishishler abanan dami. That's because you understood that Aina is a fixed point in time, the fixed point in space, I should say. And according to the Rabbanan, it's only at a sixth. And according to the Typhon, it's only at a third. And therefore, discussing how large that mechila part is, that's not true. Loi, says the Gemara. Mishtus v'yad shlish Rav Tarfon kishtus atzmei l'Rabbanan dami. When Rav Tarfon said Aina is a third, he didn't mean it was a third. He meant it was a from a sixth to a third. Okay, so look at 2B. Look at 2B. So in 2B, Aina, the black, according to Rav Tarfon, is from a 16th, 17th, all the way to 33. So the Aina is much, much, much bigger. That makes sense then that there are, when Rav Tarfon explained that, then the Targum said, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want to have that situation. We want to keep the part of Aina as small as possible, and therefore we're going to switch back to Divrei Chachamim. And therefore, even when Tarfon goes ahead and makes this huge block of Aina, that does not benefit us to have a huge block of Aina. If anything, we'd rather, remember, the difference between Aina and Bittul Mekach is that in Bittul Mekach, the Meicher can back out as well. So if we're going to have an opportunity, we want to have the opportunity as well. Therefore, they switch back to the Chum. Says more, that's true. And therefore, you have no Raya that they switch back to the Chachamim because of the Kol HaYom or not. Says more, so wait a second. If you're telling me the Pshat is like we see in 2B, so then why did they like Rav Tarfon in the first place? The whole sugya is they liked Rav Tarfon, and then when he explained to them it's Kol HaYom, they didn't like him. Why did they like him in the first place? All he did was extend Aina really, really far, which does not benefit them at all. So why in the world did they like Rav Tarfon? So Matifshait, this must bring up another point. Because we have another shayla we'll ask on the Gemara tomorrow, the opposite. Bitul mekach l'rabbana lo'elim chayzer or not. And we were just asking, by mechila, does this Hagbalah of Kol HaYom HaKadosh Yira apply? Tomorrow is actually going to ask the same shayla gabi Bittul Mekach. If you say Bittul Mekach, that both the Lekech and the Meicher can back out. If you super overcharge more than 16% and more than 32%, that also has a Hagbalah on it of Kadosh Yira Tagger, or is that forever? Forever. Now, says the Gemara, it must be that it's forever. The Chivin Damler of Typhon have a Samchu. Must be the Rabbanan said that once you get into Bittul Mekach, go back to 2A now. That once you get into Bittul Mekach, according to Rabbanan, you have forever to back out on it. And if Tarfon said that no, up until 33% is Din Aina, which means you don't have forever to back out on it. Remember, Aina, you have Kol HaYom, you have Kadesh Yira LaTagor. That was their original issue. The Targum Lud said, look, once we get to Bittul Mekach land, it's going to be forever. That means we have risk exposure forever. We don't like to have risk exposure forever. We like to know that our risk exposure is couple hours or maybe the full day, but never forever. And therefore, they said, we like Shitas Rav Tarfon, who says that it's Oino, not Bet Omega. And then Rav Tarfon came and said, it's Kol HaYoyim. They said, whoa. Kol HaYoyim and Bet Omega and Lo'olam is the same thing, because Kol HaYoyim, you could always get the price. Therefore, we have no benefit staying with Rav Tarfon, because Kol HaYoyim and Lo'olam is the same halacha for us. We might as well go back to the Shita of the Chacham. It says, go inside. Ki Yom Lo HaYoyim Chazu. Why would they have been happy? They have nothing to gain by being Shitas Rav Tarfon. Says mother, there is something to gain. There is one more possibility, and that is Samchu B'Shtus Atzma. We made a mistake in number two. In number two, we said that Rav Tarfon held the Tzayna from 16% all the way to 33%. Says mother, it's not true. He said it's Tzayna from 17% plus until 33%. But by 16% itself, it is not going to be Aino, it's going to be Mechila. And that was their issue. Normally we say, we don't really care about the higher price stuff, we'll see tomorrow. We care mostly about up to and including Aino. So if Tarfon, the Rabbanan said, Mechila goes up to 16%. If Tarfon says, I'm going to extend Aino all the way to 17%. They said, great. We're going to go with the Shitas of Tarfon. That would be 3A. They extended, I know, the Mechila. Oh, they extended Mechila all the way to 17%. The Rabbanan said, that's Gevaldik. We'll go with you. Then he came along and said, no, that it's going to be Kol HaYoyim, not Kadei Shir LaTagra. They said, that overrides it. Since we're only talking about a Simcha on the exact amount of 16%, right? By 18%, we're not talking about. Only 16, between 16 and 17. And that little bit is, it's a Hana, but not a tremendous Hana. It's offset by the fact that you're telling me you have all day to back out on it, and not just Kadei Shir LaTagra. So we now have three Pshatim and what they liked, and why they, in Rav Tarfon, and then why they switched out. The first pshat was, they liked the Rav Tarfon made Mechila for an extended period of time, but they switched back on that because of Kol HaYoyim. The second pshat said, they liked the Rav Tarfon made a longer amount of time, but they switched back on that also because of Kol HaYoyim and Kadei Shir. And the third pshat says, they were just arguing about exactly 16 itself. But in terms of our Shaila started off, does the halacha of Kol HaYoyim and Kadei Shir only apply by Aino? Or does it also apply by Pakas Meino? Or more than enough by Bittul Mekach? In those Shailas, we have not been able to be Peshit, because we're not 100% clear what the Machlekes of Tarfon and Rabban is, so we can't be Peshit anything from... Okay, so thinking in the Gemara still here, Ibailu. Bittul Mekach L'Rabbanan, the Olam Chayzer, Idilma B'Kadei Shir L'Tagra L'Krevi. So this is the other side of the Shaila we had just mentioned, which is we had discussed, it is the Halacha of Kadei Shir and the Halacha of Kol HaYoyim of Rav Tarfon, is it only by Aino, or is it also by Mechila? That we came out with, we're not sure. Derech Agav, we mentioned this other Shaila, which is also, does it apply by the case of Bittul Mekach? By Bittul Mekach also, do you have an extended, forever time to discover that you got cheated more than the Shir Aino, or is that also going to be Mugbal by the Kadei Shira or the Kol HaYoyim of Rav Tarfon and the Rabbanim? So let's see it again inside. By the way, Bittul Mekach Rabbanim Lo'olam Chayzer, Oidim HaVichtei Shira L'Tagra L'Kreifer. Says the Marvim Tim Tzolem HaVichtei Shira L'Tagra L'Kreifer. If you're going to say it has the same halacha as Aino, in terms of its time, that if you have only a certain amount of time to catch it, Ma'ika Ben Shtus Lesser Shtus. So what's the difference if it's exactly the amount of Aino, or if it's more than the amount of Bittul Mekach, if either way, you only have the specific time frame. Ika, obviously, as we've said, the ilu shtus mishen es ane chayzer. Vilu yeso shtus shneim chayzer. If it's exactly Aino, then we said whoever got cheated, he has the choice. We'll see exactly that in the Gemara in a second. He has the choice to decide if he wants to get his money back or if he wants to cancel the deal. Whereas the other person who did the cheating, if it's only Aino, he's stuck with the deal the way it is. Whereas once you get above the shir, I know, whatever it is, a shlish or a sixth, once you get to that stage, then both sides can back out of the deal at that point. It's not mugbel to only one side. So there would be an afkamina. Even if the machlekes of Kadei Shira and Ayam applies by Bittul Mekach, there still would be an afkamina, obviously, between Aino and between Bittul Mekach. So how do you look at this? So Toshma, Simur says, let's go back into our same discussion over here about Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbanan. We're now going to be on the chart on stage four. Toshma. We said Chazru Ledivrei Chachamim. So they went back after the Tagrei Lud first assumed they'd be better off being Rav Tarfonites. They decided, no, it's better to go back to the Rabbanim. If you assume that, even according to the Chachamim, the idea of Bitul Mekach, when it's above and beyond Oina, is still going to be only within the time frame of Kedeshir L'Tagur L'Kroifer, and of Tarfon, it's called Ayayim, Mishum Hachi Chazru. So therefore they said, if we have a choice now, do we want to be on the side of Rav Tarfon, who says it's Kol Hayom, or do we want to be inside of the Rabbanon, who say Bitul Mekach is going to be only Kedei Shiyir LeTagur? So, therefore, obviously, the thing that the Tagrei Lud are most afraid about is Bitul Mekach. They don't want to have the thing canceled. So, if you're going to say that the machlokes over there was applying by the case of Bitul Mekach as well, so it makes sense that they were chayzer and they said we want to go back to the Rabbanon. If you're going to say Bitul Mekach applies forever, and if Tarfon also in Bitul Mekach applies forever, so my chazru, why they go back to Shitas Chachamim? But if Tarfon ichlu tvei, the kamash v'leina kol ayoyim v'sulai lemaisa. If you think about it. If Bitul Mekach is forever, okay? So if you look on your chart, if you look at Bitul Mekach is forever, you look on the bottom one. So if Bitul Mekach is Li'olam, what I call 4C, so that means if you charge, let's say, 25% over, according to the Rabbanan, you have forever to figure that out and get your money back. Now, if Tarfon extended Oina all the way to 33%, if he extended Oina all the way to 33%, if you charge 25%, you're in the parsha of Oina, but then it doesn't apply forever. Then it only applies Kedei Shiira. Oh, so then it would not make sense they would go back to the Chachamim. Why would you go back to the Chachamim if Tarfon's action can end up being better for you? It must be that even in the Chachamim, Bitul Mekach is not Li'olam. Bitul Mekach is going to be Kedei Shiira Kol Hayom, and therefore, that's why they went back to the Chachamim. Says the Maharal, no. Lo Raya, Bitul Mekach Le'Shchiach. It could be that the only thing the Tagrei Lud really care about is what the Chachamim and Rav Tarfon say by up to a sixth or including a sixth. What happens after Bitul Mekach is not typically going to happen anyways. That's not something they take into account. I don't have to weigh my risks. Should I be a Rav Tarfonite or should I be a Chachamimite based on what they said by Bitul Mekach, if it's the Olam or you could be Chayz or whatever. Because that's not a normal situation. The typical situation of overcharging is within the range of a no, not in the range of Bitul Mekach. So lav dafka, does the shikul of what they hold by Bitul Mekach have anything to do with the Chayz or not Chayz? And therefore we have no raya back to our shayla. Does the Machlekes of Kedei Shiira or of Kol Hayom have anything to do with Bitul Mekach? Again, we're not clear. So in both of our shaylas, whether the shayla of Kedei Shiira and Kol Hayom applies by less than Eino, or whether it applies by Bitul Mekach, we are not poshut from the Shaka Matayr of the Gemara. So how do we paskin? Amar Rava, Hilchusa. The halach is, and if you look back on the first chart, which just has the halach on the bottom that we follow along there, Hilchusa, Pachas Mishtos Nikna Mekach. If it's less than a sixth overcharge, may paskin to Chachamim. So less than six, it's Nikta Mekach, and Rashi says, Li Alter. So the Mechila kicks in immediately. There's no such thing as having to wait or not wait. The Mechila kicks in immediately. Yosser Al Shtus, Bitul Mekach. If it's more than a six, then we said both sides can cancel. Shtus, Konor Machsorina. If it's exactly a six, then you have a choice, as we said. Vizeh, both by the Bitul Mekach case. And by the shtus actual in our case, bichdeisha yir letagra lekroivay. So we're splitting up the shilas. We had two shilas. We said the chum and said that the halacha vayna is only ad kedeisha yir letagra till it takes that couple hours that you get to figure it out. We had a shilas that apply by less than a sixth and does apply by more than a sixth, and we're splitting it up. Says Rava, by less than a sixth, the mechila kicks in immediately. There's no such thing as you have a couple hours to find out the real price. Yemeichel, it's over. Whereas by more than a six, when we get to the Bitul Mekach land, then the Chum would say that you have Kedei Shiira. If Tarfon would agree and say Kol Hayom, disagree and say Kol Hayom, but the Ma'aser Rav is passing on to Chumim in both these points that A, we're passing a sixth, and B, we're passing that in the case of Shtus or Yeser or Shtus, it's Kedei Shiira Letagur. You have a few hours to catch, otherwise the Mechila automatically kicks in also. So the Matani Kavasa the Rav, we have Brisa, which says like Rava says. Why? Because the Brisa says as follows. Oino pachas mishtus, if it's less than a six, so it's within the range of Mechila, nikna mekach, then the mekach is nikna, and it's Mechila. Doesn't say it's the altar, but we assume it is. Our point is the second half of the Brisa. Yosu al shtus, if it's more than a six, you get into Bitul Mekach land, then it's Bitul Mekach. Shtus
is kana umachzor enot. Now by shtus, by a sixth, this is the first time now the Gemara is bringing in a brisa, which brings in a machlekes. Till now we've said that when it's shtus, when it's exactly a sixth, you have a choice. You have a choice. The person who got cheated has a choice to cancel the deal or to keep the deal, but get his extra money that he got cheated back. Here we bring shitas of Nassan. Rav Nassan says not like that. Rav Nassan says when it's exactly a sixth, it's kana or machzor enot. There's no choice. The only thing you have to do is get your money back. You can get your money back. If you catch it in time, you can get... Mechila happens right away. If it's less than a sixth, they'll be getting it back. If it's Aina, then you have Kadesh Yir L'Tagir to get your money back, but you cannot cancel the deal. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Yemer, like we've been saying, that Yad Meichel El Yoina, whoever got cheated... He has the upper hand. He has a choice, like we've said, and that's been the shita of our Mishnah, really. He has a choice to say, I want to get my money back, or I want to cancel the deal. All that is a side machlekes. What are we bringing this price of rubber for the next halacha? Both by the Bittul Mekach case and by the Oina case, if they should hear the tagger or the cry, so that's what we come out of. Both these cases, don't turn yet, we still have one more piece to do. We have both of these cases, we're going to paskin that it's going to be Kadesh Yira. On this other machlekes of, do you have an opportunity to back out or just get your money back, that we'll see how we paskin shortly. One more piece, just because it's Nogea, Rav Tarfon says, pays to just do it while our heads are still in Rav Tarfon land. We said, Admasai Mutar Lachsar, so we said we had a machlaikis, it's Kadesh Shehira or Kol Hayoy. Amar Rav Nachman, Allah, we mentioned before, Loishanu Elalakech. This whole idea that you have a time frame to realize that you got cheated is if the Lokech got cheated. Okay? As the Gemara is going to explain tomorrow, Rashi says it over here, because the Lokech has the chefetz in his hand. If he got cheated on buying a book, he has the book now. So he can go to the next stall over, the next store, and ask, how much is book? Oh, I got cheated. He can run back. Of a meicher li'olam chayzer. The meicher doesn't have the object with him. He might not be able to find out the real price if he charged too little. Only 5 days later, he's going in the market. He sees the same item he sold, and he realized that he undercharged. He can always come back and demand that he undercharged or bittul mekach, whatever it happens to be. The whole halacha of the hagbalah of kadesh yira or hayoyim is only on the lokeach side, not on the meicher side. This is Rav Nachman's playing. So my name is Sayeli. The Chayri can bring a raya to Rav Nachman's halacha from our same discussion of Rav Tarfon the Chachamim. We said chazul the Chachamim. They went back and they agreed that since the Chachamim say that it's only going to be kadesh yira, that's better for the meicher. Now. So if you're going to say that the whole machleik is the chachamim and the Rav Tarfon is protecting the loikeach, but the meicher doesn't need that protection. The meicher has it forever. The meicher can always go. So then makes sense that they went back to Tagrei Lud, who were meichrim, went back. They said, we want to protect the loikeach as little as possible. So therefore, the Chachamim and Rav Tarfon are coming to protect the Lokeach. Rabbi Tarfon says, we protect the Lokeach, Kol Hayoyim. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't have Kol Hayoyim, you don't have Kadesh Yira. So the Tagrei Lud, which are the Meichrim, say, we like the Chachamim better. Because they're helping us by shortening the amount of time that the Lokeach is protected. Eliyam and Meichrim, Nami ke Lokeach, Tami. If you're going to say the Machlekes, the Chachamim and the Rav Tarfon, is not just protecting the Lokeach, it's also protecting the meicher. So then, my nafkulumina. So then, you really could say it's sort of a wash. Just like, Rabbi, yes, the chachamim are shortening the amount of time the lokeach has the opportunity to back out, but they're also going to be helping the meicher, right? Because the meicher. So if the takana works both ways, then lechayra, it would not make sense if they would go back to shizcham. They would say, okay, we get protected less, but the lokech also gets protected less. Let's stick, it's a wash. Or let's stick with Rav Tarfon, who protects the lokech more, but he also protects us more. So why would they switch back and forth because of that? It's a wash. Says the Gemara, Tagrei Lud, lo shkiach de tohu. The Tagrei Lud are expert salesmen. They never undercharge. They always overcharge. Their concern is only that they want to make sure the lokeach loses his rights as fast as possible. They don't care about their rights because they're never concerned that they need to be able to back out because they know the price. They know exactly what's going on. And therefore, it could be not like Rav Nachman. We don't know. We don't have a raya one or another. Could be Rav Nachman's wrong. And it could be the Meicher and the Lokeach are both protected by the Chacham and the Rav Tarfon Shita. But the Maisa, the Tagrei Lud, only care about the Lokeach. They don't care about themselves because they're never worried that they're going to get cheated. Whereas Rav Nachman said, the Maisa, the Meicher always has his full protection. Okay.